Hey everybody, Rob here, getting you ready for our Edge of Extinction episode 8 recap with Abby Maria Gomez, and I spoke with her in the studio over at Podcast One, so you're about to hear that interview. Just a couple of things before we start. Number one, Abby Maria is going to reveal the winner of Australian Survivor season 2018, so if you did not see that season but are planning to watch it, skip ahead when Abby Maria brings up Australian Survivor. And then I want to take a moment and thank one of our sponsors as well. And those are friends over at Bowl and Branch. And while the Survivor community today may be divided whether or not it was a good move for Julia and Gavin and Victoria to flip against the Comma Six, there's one thing that we can agree on, and that's that we all could use a little more sleep. Getting a great night's sleep is easier than ever, thanks to the world's softest sheets. Those are the sheets from Bowl and Branch. Everything that Bowl and Branch makes is designed with your comfort in mind, from their 100% organic cotton signature soft sheets to their cozy throws and their plush towels. Bowl and Branch products are designed with you and your family's comfort in mind, which is why they have thousands of five-star reviews. Their sheets are even loved by 3 U.S. presidents, and I have on good authority 3 of the ones that everybody likes. With Bowl and Branch, you can feel good about your good night's sleep because people are at the heart of everything they do, from the farmers who grow their organic cotton to the people who sleep on their sheets at night. They're nothing like those sheets that they give Ream out on Extinction Island. They want you to love your purchase, so they offer a 30-day trial and free shipping, but I doubt you're going to want to send them back. Once you sleep on the sheets, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. So to get started right now, our listeners can get $50 off your first set of sheets at bowlandbranch.com. Promo code Rob. Go to bowlandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code Rob. That's at bowlandbranch.com. Promo code Rob. Coming to you live from the studios of Podcast One, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's about to meet the Brazilian dragon here on the podcast. I am Rob Cisternino. Hello, everybody. How are you? And I'm very excited to be here in the studio with our old friend, Abby Maria. Abby, how are you?
You can call me AMG, supercharged.
Supercharged? What are they here? Get in close to this microphone, Abby, so everybody can hear you. AMG. How do you pronounce your last name?
Abby Maria Gomez.
Gomez, mm-hmm. Okay. I said Gomes last night, and Stephen Fishback said, nope, that's wrong. You're wrong. You're saying it wrong.
Yeah, I'll end up calling you a Debbie Downer 2.0.
I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. Anyway, so we're here. We're live. Live in the studios of Podcast One, and for Abby Maria, I come all the way out here to see you in person to do this. I was so happy when you said that you would do this podcast, and you first, I thought you might say no.
Why?
Well, I looked on Twitter, and you don't even follow me, and I said,
what?
Oh, maybe Abby Maria unfollowed me. Maybe I am dead to you now.
No. Maybe I have such pesky fingers.
Maybe.
I didn't even pay attention.
And so, but I was so happy when you said that you would do it. And I gave you some dates, and you had a very specific condition about when you would come on and talk to me on the podcast. Do you remember what you said?
I do. I wanted to do 4-4.
Yes.
At 4.
4-4 at 4. I gave you, say, what about like March 21st?
Then
you said no, 4-4 at 4.
And it's so interesting, right? It's my witch intuition.
Yes.
I knew that the episode prior would have something to do with fours.
Yes. And then so we have all these fours. Is that your lucky number?
Well, you know, I really like the number 8. So four plus four equals eight. I'm really into numerology
and
right now.
Here comes David Wright. And
all right.
He says to everybody, and I wish I could play you the clip, but he says that, hey, a lot of people are going to have on their resume, and the address on the resume is going to be 4444
Extinction Island
Drive.
Yes.
And you knew. And I here knew. We are on 4-4 almost 4:44 right now.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Wow. AMG supercharged in command.
Why are you AMG supercharged?
Abby Maria Gomez. Those are my initials.
I know the AMG. I don't know why the supercharge. Where does
because,
that come from?
Because look at me.
You are supercharged.
I am supercharged.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
And it's so nice to see you. I feel like it's been like a year and a half since I've seen you, at least.
It's been a few seasons of Survivor,
it's been a few
for
seasons.
Sure.
I feel like that the last time I saw you was when we were at the EW Pop Fest.
That's right.
Yes.
That was so fun.
That was so fun. And yeah. that was a while ago.
That was a while ago.
That was during Millennials versus Gen X. That was when David Wright played the first time.
That's right. See all that witch coven intuition playing along.
I know. So we're back to that. How's everything going outside of the Survivor stuff?
Everything is going great. Yeah. I'm so grateful. Life has been awesome. It's a roller coaster ride, but that's what makes it interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Real estate is good?
Real estate is great.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you ever get people in your real estate business that know you as Abby Maria from Survivor?
Yeah, I know. You know, a lot of people do recognize me from Abby Maria from Survivor. I actually just worked with an investor. We just closed a multi-unit building. And when we met, he was so excited. It was like a Zillow lead. And he was so excited to like be working with me. He was like a millennial, a younger buyer, but very successful, and we were able to achieve greatness
together.
They
say a lot of millennials can't buy houses.
He did. He believes in investing in tangible investments, which is real estate. Mm-hmm. So,
what about Michael Yerger? Did you ever see him out there on the real estate front?
I have met him in a few Survivor-related functions, but not in real estate.
Is he a competitor of yours in the real estate business?
I think he's too busy being handsome.
Too busy being handsome.
He's too busy being handsome and modeling.
What about Kara Kay was a real estate person last season?
She was, but she's in a whole different area. She's in San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I'm in the island of L.A.
Yeah, okay.
L.A., here. This is my territory,
with AMG supercharged.
L.A.
And
mm-hmm.
This season of The Edge of Extinction has been supercharged these last couple of weeks.
Super, supercharged.
Your friends, Kelly and Joe, are back out there this season.
Know.
And that was when I said, I need to talk to Abby Maria,
yes,
because not only are Joe and Kelly out there, but here we have returning players playing with new players.
Yep.
Something that you know about also.
Yes.
So I thought that this would be the perfect season to get back together and talk to you.
Yes.
But I think we need to start to talk about Kelly Wentworth.
Let's do it.
Your fellow witch.
Yes. Love her. Gorgeous.
Yes. And how do you feel like she's doing right now?
I think she's still in the game. So that's amazing. I mean, I feel her pain of being, you know, back in the game where everybody's trying to get rid of you. So she's been, you know, hustling and working her magic.
Mm-hmm.
She looks a little bit upset, but it's, you know, she's hangry. So I can't hate on her.
Yeah. She looked like that she was in a really bad spot coming into this week.
True.
After last week's episode. And somehow her side ended up coming through last night.
I know. Some magic happened over there. It was so crazy because David kept on talking about getting rid of her. And then last episode, he's like working with her. Like, what happened?
I don't know. She pulled off some.
She did.
Kelly Wentworth underdog magic.
She was sneaky, sneaky on that one.
She was sneaky, sneaky.
Yes.
What has your relationship been like with Kelly since Second Chance? Do you guys stay in touch?
You know, we chat sporadically. She's in Seattle. I'm in LA. Life is busy. She got married. I'm hustling, trying to make it happen as an independent woman. You know, we've seen each other a few times, but it's just like life, you know, and time. There isn't enough time to keep up with everybody.
Yeah. Who is the person from Survivor that you keep in touch with the most? Is there anybody? Do you have a best Survivor friend?
I don't, you know, I keep in touch with whoever wants to keep in touch with me. Like I told you, I'm so busy with so many different things in life that I try to keep up. You know, I see people here and there. But, you know, I live in LA, such a big city, and everybody's all over the U.S. So we chat, we poke at each other on social media here and there. But, you know,
yeah, so you still
life
do,
is busy.
You still do the poke on social media?
I still poke. Oh my God, I'm sounding like an old woman. I'm be coming an old lady who pokes. Nobody pokes anymore.
I don't know. I wasn't sure. Maybe I thought maybe it came back and I didn't know about it.
Oh, now people slide in your DMs.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sometimes you will do that to the other survivors?
Well, yeah, we slide in each other's DM, especially on when Survivor is casting, you know?
Yes, there's a lot of
sliding.
That is true. There's a lot of...
You hear from a lot of people that you never talked to before.
A lot of texting.
Has a bird...
You hear anything? Right.
Yeah, hear anything?
Yeah. Okay. So, Kelly Wentworth was part of this group that ultimately got the big Kama tribe to... flip against each other, where they sort of split in two last night. And one of the questions that I got for you was from one of our listeners, Felipe, who is a fellow Brazilian.
Ooh, hola, tudo bem, Felipe? Beijo.
And he wanted to know that do you think that the Kama tribe is anything like your old tribe, Tandang, where you guys came into the merge, you didn't lose anybody, and now here they are 2 weeks in a row going after their own people. Do you feel like, is this a mistake for this group of Kama people?
It's just so hard to speak in terms of shoulda, coulda, you know. It's hard, so hard for me to talk about, like, what would be a perfect situation, because I'm not there. All I know is that when you're in the game and you're scrambling and you're hungry and you're tired and, you know, you're trying to stay in the game, you will work with whoever makes you feel secure.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trust relationship that you're building there. And you see so little from what's going on in the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's so hard to answer, Felipe. I'm sorry.
So if you were going to be back in that situation that you guys were in with in Philippines, Tandang had a lot of differences. A lot of people were not getting along with each other. Do you think in hindsight, should you try to keep your original tribe together even if you have differences, or get rid of the people that you don't like because you're never going to be able to work with them?
At the end of the day, Survivor is a numbers game, right? So you have to keep those relationships strong. You have to try and convince everybody that if you stay connected like you were in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
then it's better for you. So yeah, it's a numbers game with a dash of luck. So
mm-hmm.
it makes sense logically, but, you know, Survivor is not logical.
It's not logical.
Not logical at all.
And do you think that the people that turned against Kama made a good move for themselves last night, or do you think that that was a move that they're going to regret?
Well, I hope they won't regret. They're trying to make a big move, and that's very honorable in Survivor. So, you know, they're looking in a bigger move perspective, but you never know. Who knows?
You never know.
You never know.
You never know. Were you impressed that Kelly, who has an idol now, and 2 weeks in a row, she didn't play her idol?
I am so impressed by Kelly staying the game still with an idol.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. She's killing it.
I saw that people were asking you, how do you feel about Lauren as somebody who's Kelly's new friend? And do you think that she can have a place in the Witch's Coven?
Lauren is gorgeous. Are you kidding me? She had her parting when she fainted yesterday. So that was her turning to a witch. She's part of the coven.
So that was when she passed out. That was part of that was her initiation.
That was her initiation. Absolutely.
When she was lightheaded, that was the witch power taking hold.
And she fell so beautifully. Did you see?
Was it a beautiful fall?
That was the best faint I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
She looked gorgeous fainting. It was great.
Abby, when Lauren had fallen down, Aurora was trying to talk to Victoria about, hey, give up this challenge, let me have this one. And people were getting upset that there was discussion about the challenge while Lauren was passed out. Do you think that that is something that is that over the line on Survivor, what Aurora was doing?
You know, Aurora was at the bottom.
I like how you say her name.
Aurora. Yeah, Aurora was at the bottom. So when you're in the bottom, you're scrambling. So she looked at the right opportunity to make her move. You can't, like, she was, like, in the chopping block. You can't hate on her, you know, like she was trying to make her move and she won and she didn't get voted out. And I understand the mom, I always forget her name. She won, the one that was really upset that Aurora kept on like trying to like negotiate her way in the game. Is it Julie?
Julie, yes.
So Julie, of course she got upset. She's a mom, you know, she has that nurturing instinct. And I understand that. But I understand Aurora too. But that's when she turned into a villain, right?
I thought she was going to turn into a villain, that people were going to be upset with her. But then it turned out that it was okay.
Yeah, I mean, she was on the bottom. She had to make a move. And I don't hate on her for making the move. I mean, she was able to win immunity. So that's all that matters at the end of the day. And she's still in the game. You know, sometimes when you're in the bottom and shit hits the fan, it's like when you're going to find your glory on Survivor.
Mm-hmm. So there was a plan last night from the Kama people to vote out Kelly. Ultimately, it didn't go through, and we saw Eric go out last night. Do you think that Kelly is back on track? Do you think that Kelly is potentially headed to the end and maybe to a win?
We will see. Sounds like Victoria has been playing really sneaky, sneaky in the background herself.
You like Victoria?
Yeah. I mean, she's been making some moves. She's like Pee-Pee Longstockings 2.0.
Pee-Pee Longstockings.
She's great. Yeah. Yeah, no, I just want to see her lifting a horse next.
Is that what Pee-Pee Longstockings does?
Longstockings, super strong.
She has superpowers. She does?
Yes. And Victoria's been making some like sneaky moves.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So Victoria is your dark horse.
She's my dark horse. And then the medical.
She can pick up the dark horse over her head.
She can pick up the dark horse over her head. And then another one that's good to keep your eye on is the medical student.
Julia.
Yeah, Julia. See, I get confused.
So it's like you like the people that made that flip last night.
Oh my gosh, yes. I love watching, you know, newbies playing the game. Mm-hmm. It makes it exciting. I mean, I had to watch the episode twice.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to tweet.
I appreciate that you watched it twice.
Yeah. To come here and know what I'm talking about. I don't want to waste your time or the Survivor family's time.
Never. Not wasting our time.
No. So yeah, I mean, Julia is insane with the puzzles and she's very strategic as well. Mm-hmm. And she has like a shiny smile.
You like Julia's smile?
Love it, yes.
Did you feel like that this flip that was made last night, did you feel like it was when you guys were on Second Chances and you guys voted with Steven and with Jeremy and with Spencer to vote against Kelly Wigglesworth? Did you feel like that this was very similar?
That was a very similar move, absolutely.
That's what I thought.
But yes, you're correct. But when it comes to me and my seasons that I played, it's almost like a lucid dream.
Yes.
It's almost like a lucid dream. It's so hard to talk about my own seasons.
How do you mean when it's like a...
It's just like... It's like a dream. It's hard to even think about yourself being there. Mm-hmm. Like, you're so tired. You're in such a different, like, you know,
fugue state.
Yeah, yes. Energetically, that is just like hard to talk about your own game when you're in the moment. You're just trying to, you know, make it work for you. But what I could relate my game to, and yesterday it really reminded me of my game, was Aubrey.
Yeah.
You know, how she was talking about how she loves being on the bottom because that's when, you know, she just finds her game. And that's been my game through and through the whole time. Second Chances, I was always in the chopping block, and it's always when I was drowning in shit that I would find my glory too.
Yes.
You know, so.
So is that the kind of position that you go to consciously put yourself in if you were, like, what if you weren't on the bottom in one of these situations?
I would love to never be on the bottom and just coast through the game.
Would you know what to do?
I mean, just smile and just try and, like, build those relationships. I mean, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm very hangry when I'm there. So I don't know.
Right. So this is something, because in every interaction that I've ever had with you, you're so wonderful.
Thank you.
You're so much fun to be around. And then you go on Survivor, and then people talk about an Abby Maria that I don't even know who they're talking about.
My friends and my family say the same.
Yeah.
But when we are here in the comfort of our everyday lives, when I'm having my white chocolate mocha in my apple cider, I'm very, very happy. You know, it's very different.
Mm-hmm. So What happens? You get like a low blood sugar?
Well, first of all, it's really hard to even think that you're going to be betraying friends that you're making on the island. I think one of the hardest part for me is just like, you know, breaking someone else's dream. I mean, everyone, all the 20 people, let's say, that's going there, we have dreams, we have plans, we're all going there for the same reason. So it hurts to hurt someone else. And then, you know, just not sleeping, being super dehydrated, being under those conditions where it's raining for the, it's, and then people just like trying to vote you out constantly. You know, you gotta have compassion for yourself too. As I said on the first time I played Survivor in Survivor Philippines, I had to have compassion for myself.
Did you ever have a moment that you felt like Lauren, where you thought you were going to potentially pass out from being so hungry on Survivor?
I'm sure that I had many moments that I felt that way, you know. I had a torn ACL.
Yeah.
From day one, the first time I played. So, you know, it's just, you're there and you're in survivor mode. It's like Darwin, you know, Darwinism. You're just like trying to just be the stronger they, and you don't want to show people that you're weak. So it's a very intense and complex game, you guys. It's hard to judge other people playing this game.
Okay, let's talk about the other person that you know on this. And you might know you might know Aubrey, you might know David. I don't know. Do you know those people?
I've seen them in passing, but yes. I haven't really sat down with them and had a drink of apple cider.
Sure.
No.
Okay, so Joe Anglim.
Yes.
Who you...
Our merman.
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 Who once upon a time with you played with in Second Chances, and you said that he was moldy.
He does not look moldy this time around. Okay. He looks good.
And so here he is. He's back. Have you thought Joe ended up doing this season?
You know, Joe can't help but being amazing. Mm-hmm. But that one scene, though, where the guys try, is it Ron trying to talk strategy with him? It was Ron, right? So Ron was trying to talk strategy with him, and he's like, Monet, painting.
Yes, he's painting.
He's painting. And he's like, not the beard, but the
mustache.
The mustache, and his mustache, and he's looking, okay, let me carry on with my painting
he
here.
It was just so tribe funny. Flag.
It was so funny. I couldn't stop laughing. It was like really. He was humorous to me. And then yesterday, oh my God, he looked so good, but he was so, you know, maybe I'm supposed meant to be here. You know, you can't plan. You know, he's there. At least he's still in the game. I love the twist.
Mm-hmm.
You still have a chance.
You are a big fan of The Edge of Extinction.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's still in the game, basically.
Yeah. Abby, if you went out to The Edge of Extinction, now you went out very late in the game in Survivor Philippines, that you made it all the way to fifth. But if you went out earlier with your torn ACL, would you have stayed on The Edge of Extinction?
You know, the first time I played Survivor, I was so immature. I have grown so much as a human. I basically thought I knew a lot about the game, but I knew shit. And I'm sorry, can I say shit?
You can.
I knew nothing about the game, really. In reality, all I knew is that I had to be strong. But I didn't know all the, like...
You didn't know the strategy.
The strategies, all the little nuances, and then everything that has to do with it. So...
But that surprises me, because weren't you in casting for a long time before you went to go play?
Yeah, I actually was supposed to be on Survivor Tocantins.
Yes.
I went, you know, through the whole process for that season. And then...
Because you were destined to play with Steven.
I was destined to play with Steven. Exactly.
The universe eventually.
The universe,
you were on a final destination.
I know.
To eventually get to Steven.
I know. And I was not very nice to Steven. I feel so... It's one of the regrets that I have.
You do? You have a regret?
It was awful calling him Poopy Pants.
Yes.
I should not have done that.
And you feel badly about that.
I feel terrible because he was really sick and I shouldn't have said that. Mm-hmm. That was bad, Abby.
Have you reached out to him after you've played to try to mend that fence with Steven?
I'm sure we've tried putting, you know, things behind, but, you know, he's busy being Stephen. I'm busy being Abby. I wish him nothing but the best.
But when he listens to this, then he'll hear.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. I hope he'll forgive me.
Yes. Okay. Well, he's a forgiving guy.
Good. He's a good man.
He's a forgiving guy. I mean, he forgave JT after JT, you know, really dragged him in that final tribal council way back when in your original would-be season of Survivor Token Gene. So I think he can forgive you.
Yeah, I think we all have to forgive each other somehow in the game of Survivor. We are all, nobody is a saint playing that game. I don't, you know, like the person that's going to be winning the game at the end has stabbed someone in their back. So, yeah.
Abby, do you believe that when you play Survivor, does it reveal who you truly are, or does a person who's on Survivor that it is not exactly who you are in the real world?
I like to say that when I play Survivor, it's the Abby Maria Gomez AMG supercharged super ego that's coming out.
Super ego.
I am not that gangster in real life. I'm not out with a machete, you know, like trying to you know, vote people off and win immunities and awards and survive on a deserted island in the middle of nowhere like a pirate. So, yeah, it's just, it's different. It's a different part of you that comes into play, you know? It's not every day that I'm trying to just, you know, hunt for food and sleep under the rain with bats, you know, cuddling a rock. Like, I don't do this every day.
Right, right.
So, of course, it's like the Survivor-charged Abby that comes out. I mean, if you can be your
AMG
Zane,
supercharged
Zen self out there, I mean...
Did you say Zane or Zen?
Zen. I'm sorry. It's my accent, you guys.
Well,
I've been working on it.
No, but you played with Zane, so I wasn't sure. I was so excited you were talking about Zane
Knight.
But
Zane wasn't Zen.
Yeah, no, he was not.
Not at all.
He was not. That's why he was Zane, not Zen.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Joe is now out there on the edge of extinction.
Indeed.
Do you think that Joe's destiny is to come back into the game and then potentially win?
We'll see, because, you know, he wasn't really paying very, very much attention to that clue for that advantage. Mm-hmm. He was in the steps when the clue literally said, step back and observe.
Step back, Joe.
Aubrey was the only one that had the conscious mind to do the right thing. So I'm trying to, like, see
So
Joe win.
So you're trying to manifest that.
I mean, when, you know, when I don't know who I want to win, but I want to see him succeeding in the game. Mm-hmm. But he's been a little bit of a stoner in the game. He's just like, come on, wake up.
So for Joe, that he is sure he's good at the challenges, he's good at surviving, but maybe there's more to the edge of extinction than just being able to fish and then win a challenge.
Absolutely. He needs to just take some, like, apple cider and get a pep on his step and just get with it, you know? He needs to wake up a little bit. I think he's being Joe the Amazing. He's playing the same game that he's always played. I want him to just give me a little bit more.
Okay.
And need some sugar.
Okay. Do you forgive Joe from when he got voted out and then all of the middle school girls went on your Instagram and then they said mean things to you about voting out Joe?
How could they not? I understand.
You forgive them?
Of course I do. He's so handsome. They're like teenage dream.
Yes.
You don't know what they're doing in their bedroom with a Joe poster every night.
We don't want to talk about that.
So I've been shattering all of their dreams. Mm-hmm. Sorry, teenage girls.
Sorry, teenage girls. But now they're grown up now.
Yeah, right.
Now it's a couple years later.
Jeez.
Do you think that different young girls were like on Ron Clark's Instagram saying stuff to him?
All of his students were mad at him. Probably.
Because he was one of the people that voted out Joe.
Who knows?
You think he couldn't show his face at work the next day?
I know, right? There's so many layers to Survivor. It's not only playing the game, and then you have to play the social media game, the Survivor family game. It's just so many people that will judge you. So my advice to everyone playing Survivor, do you believe in yourself, play with your own truth, because everybody else's opinion doesn't matter. Nobody knows about your own experience. You know, just be authentic. Just do you. And if it's meant to be yours, it will be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, both times I played Survivor, I ended in day 37.
Well, yeah,
day 37.
I didn't know that you went that far the second time.
We started with 18 people the second time. So
okay.
I made it to final seven. The first time we played was 20 people, and I made it to final five. So it was the same amount of days, 37 days, both times. See, 4-4, 37-37, the angels are speaking with us.
Yes.
Don't think I'm crazy, guys. I will make sense.
What does that
mean? In a metaphysical way.
What does that mean, the angels are speaking with us?
When you see repeat numbers like that, mm-hmm. the angels are protecting you, communicating with you, giving you certain messages from the universe.
Like, for instance, what with all the fours, it's April 4th at 4:44.
Yeah, new
David
beginnings.
David Wright, new beginnings,
new
that's what
beginnings,
it means?
New beginnings, yeah.
What's the new beginning? What's starting?
We'll see.
Survivor 44, me
Survivor
and you.
Survivor 44, me and you, there
we're
you
gonna
go.
Be, we'll be there.
Final two.
With Joe.
The whole world already heard this. Final two, are we shaking hands?
Yes.
There you go.
That's good.
Let's go.
Let's go. Okay, so me and Abby Maria are going to the end, and
I'm making the mimosas, and you're making the omelette for the final breakfast.
Good, because you know how to open
the
champagne.
I know how to open the champagne.
Yeah, I feel like that. I would love to work with you on Survivor.
I would love to work with you,
I feel like
too.
That everybody misunderstands you, and I feel like...
And it is cultural. Jeff Probst, Jeffrey, you were right.
Mm-hmm.
It is cultural.
It is cultural.
Yes, there is a lot of cultural nuances, you know, just by watching 90 Day Fiancé, or which one is that show where they bring people from different countries?
I think that's 90 Day Fiancé.
Is that 90 Day Fiancé? Yeah, and you just see all these people from different countries, and, you know, with like, you know, with us good old Americans, now that I have more of a grasp of the mm-hmm. American culture, I see the differences. There was this one Brazilian girl that she would crack me up. It was so cultural. It was ridiculous. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think I could do a lot better if I would have the opportunity, if the Survivor gods want me back there again to mm-hmm. play and, you know, make it to the end and let the best men win.
Yeah. Well, I have said many times that I feel like that I still don't understand why they voted you out at Final
Five. Because I'm different.
Yes.
I was actually speaking with Spencer about that, you know? I'm different. And people, you know...
Not mushrooms? You and Spencer weren't talking about that?
We might be talking about... No, just joking. I'm not going to talk on behalf of Spencer, but no.
Did you listen to my interview that I did with Spencer?
I did.
Yes.
It was wonderful. I really enjoyed it, yes.
Yes, he really was very open.
Yeah, he's going through a lot. You know, he's going through a growth period,
mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful. That's when you know, like, failing and growing, that's when you reach the next level in life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had to fail a lot in order to become the woman that I am
mm-hmm.
right now. And I hope I'll fail some more.
I fail all the time.
Yeah, we fail all the time. Trust me. It's all good. But that's the beauty of it.
So I interrupted you. I'm sorry. What were we saying about Spencer?
So Spencer, I'm really proud of him. He's going through a wonderful path right now. And we were talking about... What was Spencer and I talking about?
Not mushrooms, you said.
Not mushrooms. We weren't talking about mushrooms. Yeah. So I don't know. I lost my...
So that's okay. That's okay. I want to talk to you about Big Wendy.
Oh my gosh, she's so cute. She's like a cartoon.
Yes. So you like Big Wendy?
Yes.
I saw some tweets that you had said, and I wasn't sure if you were saying you liked Big Wendy or...
I don't know Big Wendy. There were some moves in the game that I didn't like that mm-hmm. Big Wendy made, but, you know, she was cute. You know, I felt really, like, dear to her when she had her Tourette's.
Yeah.
And she was doing that challenge, the last challenge that she participated on.
Yeah.
And she almost won. It was just like, like, you know,
yeah.
very sweet and endearing.
So I'm trying to see if I could find the tweet where you were saying with Big Wendy, but you had said that I thought you said something along the lines of, how come when Big Wendy is out there, people are thinking that she's cute and adorable?
Oh, that was me being jealous and salty?
Yes.
But when
the Abby Maria does stuff like this, then everybody gets mad at you.
I don't know, because I guess everything that Abby Maria does, I guess, you know, did in the game was just not, you know, I wasn't there. I don't know. Maybe I rubbed a lot more people wrong than I expected to. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe she had a better relationship with them, mm-hmm. even though, like, you know, holding the chicken hostage would be a big one for me. And it all depends on the group of people that you're there with.
Did you guys ever have chickens?
I think that we did. Yeah. Like I told you, which, it's a lucid
which
dream.
Which season?
I think the second season.
And Second Chances.
I remember the first season we won chickens.
Mm-hmm.
We won steaks in the Philippines, and that was like the best reward ever. And then in the Philippines, we were able to bring some chicken with us from the vessel when we had 60 seconds to just go.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We got
some chicken. Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty sure we did.
So going back to the Philippines, so we have these returning players in this game, and we've seen these players feel like they want nothing to do with the returning players.
Isn't it sad?
It is. It is sad.
It's hard.
Could you imagine, what if you were out there? What would you have said to these people?
You know, I feel the first time around, I was wrong. I didn't have everybody trying to vote me out. I was kind of like the troublemaker there. But then the second time around, I was on the bottom. The whole, like, it sucks. It's terrible to be there and just being like the freaking Satan. Everybody's just like, just want to get rid of you. It's just not fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst. So I feel for the returning players.
So in the Philippines, we saw Russell Swan. He got voted out, mm-hmm. after a couple of votes. He was hanging in there, but then Malcolm and Denise, ultimately, they stayed with each other.
Yep.
They voted out Russell Swan. But the other returning players ended up making it to the merge. But you, if memory serves me, said, you know, there's something about this scooping guy. I'm getting a bad vibe from this guy.
I am all about vibes. I have an intuition of gold.
There's something off with this guy.
There was something off with him.
And I feel it, and I don't want anything to do with him.
And that's what rubbed me off. So wrong. And then when RC got that relationship with him, I just didn't feel good. But then again, I had no idea that
you
Peach
had
was
an
being
intuition.
His comeback.
Yes.
Towards me as well.
Yes. Okay. And you could tell.
My intuition is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I had an intuition, and I knew the whole time that Denise was gonna win. I knew the whole time that Jeremy was gonna win.
And that's why you were butting heads with Denise, because you knew you have to get her out.
I knew it. I knew it.
What else do you have intuition about? What are some things in real life?
I mean, it comes and goes, you know. Sometimes I have like visions. I have dreams, and I have like
lucid dreams.
Right, yeah.
So give me an example of something. Is it like you see the future in a dream, or do you see something that gives you like an insight into something?
I guess what gives me an insight, I'm literally leaving my childhood dream right mm-hmm. now. Like when I
to
was
be on the
no,
podcast?
No. Sure, to be on the podcast speaking with you at this right moment at 4:44. Oh, it's 5 o'clock right now.
Yeah.
Sure, let's just leave it that
way.
Okay,
we'll leave it that way.
Yeah.
See, let me dream.
I saw that.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're wearing your checkered shirt.
Well, anybody could see that coming. That's not like.
Well, hey.
Yeah. And so as a child.
Yeah.
You,
I manifested my life
yes.
as a child. I mean, I grew up in the interior of Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't speak any English, and my dream was living overseas. And I built that door, and I made it happen. Mm-hmm. I am the one that immigrated here. I'm the first generation. I left Brazil with $20 in my pocket, and I never looked back.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, all of my 20s, I was working to becoming an American citizen. I learned English. And
yeah.
then all of my 30s, I was a Survivor infamous star. That thought that she would get on Survivor and be the American sweetheart. Go figure.
Yeah.
So,
almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I tell you my dream from last night?
Tell me.
I had a dream that I was at Jeff Probst's house.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
And I touched stuff in his house, and he got so mad. And he was furious. He was like really over the top yelling at me.
Damn, that is a dream right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Maybe
I don't really dream a lot about Survivor stuff, but that was...
His house in Studio
yeah, he
City?
Was, no, he, well, I haven't been there in real life, but he was so mean.
Really?
It was really mean about
Jeffrey
it. It was like,
can be mean
I,
sometimes.
It was like shirts on a shelf, and I like touched one. It's like, what are you doing?
Oh my god!
Like,
I didn't know.
And he gets so mad.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe we'll be crossing paths with him again.
I don't know. Maybe in Survivor 44.
Yes. But that's too far away. We're going to be so old. We're getting old.
It's not that far away.
I mean, it's like 2 more summers from now.
Okay.
That's a lot of... Well, but who knows? Maybe by then I'm going to be pregnant having babies.
Is that something that you are working towards?
I mean, I would love to have my own little family. I think it's a blessing. Who wants to be the cat lady?
The feline friendly females
or the dragon
of America.
Lady.
Yes.
I don't want to be the mother of the dragons
mother
for
of
the
dragons.
Rest of my life.
Yes. Okay. So why are you seeing anybody?
No, I'm not seeing anyone
right
now.
Anything.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yes.
I can meet someone just walking out the door.
All right. Well, you know what? Let me thank our sponsor then as we're talking about this.
Please do.
And let me talk to you about Ship, Abby Maria. Do you know about Ship, the hot new dating app, Ship?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, let me tell you how this works at getship.com/RHAP. Now, you're on some of these dating apps, I presume, right?
I am not.
You're not?
No, I'm
okay.
No dating
Why, you don't
app.
Like them?
No, I don't, because I feel like it's a calendar.
Calendar,
of people
like a Zaddy calendar.
That you can
calendar.
Just bang anytime you
oh,
want.
Oh, okay. So,
I don't
well,
think
well,
you'll
that,
be finding
okay.
a relationship.
So, yeah, that sounds terrible. And so, and people, you know,
I believe
time.
In serendipity.
Serendipity.
I want to meet someone organically.
Okay. Well, this is very organic because by the way this works, Ship, is that you're on there and then you invite your other friends who may or may not be looking for anybody. They're in your crew. They're helping you. Then they're saying, "Hey, how about this person? How about this person?
I ship
what
that.
Do you think?" Yes. That's
I
why
ship
that's why they
that.
Call it that. You ship
I
that.
I ship that.
So
yes.
You can go ahead and if you're somebody who's married and you said, "Hey, I want to see what's going on." Then you can get in there and then you have a group
chat. All right.
Chat.
I should be open-minded.
I've got listeners of the podcast. I'm in their crew, Abby Maria. So I have one of our female listeners. I'm looking at these guys
some handsome ones. There you go.
What about this guy? This guy's got like
look
a
look at those abs.
Okay. We'll ship it.
We'll
ship
it.
It. Okay.
Let's ship
put
it.
That one through. No.
Yeah.
No, sorry. Sorry, Tyler.
He looks like a good man.
No, sorry.
Whoever you are.
Okay, see how much
not
fun.
Not my profile.
And you do, and you are dating, and you're sharing it with friends. It's a lot of fun, and you get stuff to talk about, and then there's a group chat. So go ahead. Dating is more fun when you do it with friends. Download Ship for free at getshipped.com/RHAP. That's getshipped.com/RHAP, and start today. It's a lot of, it's fun. See?
I ship it.
You ship it.
I
you
ship it.
It.
That's
I don't know,
a very
I don't know if it's
millennial
a, if it's a,
term.
If it's a calendar. I don't know if it's a
I
calendar.
It. Isn't it a calendar? I mean, some of those other apps, that's what, you know.
You don't
I've
need
seen
them.
My roommates
yeah,
just...
Yeah.
Anyway.
But do you have a roommate?
I have a roommate, yes.
Yes. Where do you meet a roommate?
Well, my roommate's like a friend of mine from like... back in the day. She's one of my first friends that I met in San Francisco, and she's the one that put together my audition video for Survivor, actually.
Yes, okay.
Miss Franco. Kimber Franco is her name. Shout out.
And she said you belong on Survivor.
You know, she just always thought that I belonged on television. She always thought that I had this personality.
She said, this is your dream to be America's sweetheart.
Sweetheart, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I became American's...
What was that like? What was that like to go out there and that you were going to be America's sweetheart? That was your dream. And then you went out there and you did your best. You weren't trying to be mean-spirited. And people were upset with you. Why is she mean to our beloved Malcolm?
Aww,
why isn't she nicer to Penner?
I mean, it was hard. I'll be honest with you. It was really hard. You got a lot of like watching yourself on a television show at your worst and you being the main commercial during Super Bowl called the most annoying survivor ever while you're healing from a torn ACL in bed with your leg up. It was hard.
What did they say? They said
my God. And then there was thunder. And then there was this. And then there was there. But can they survive the most annoying castaway ever? Thunders. And then comes Abby. boom, boom, boom on the beach. The most annoying survivor ever. I was so sad. It was terrible.
Yeah.
It destroyed my character as a human being for a while. And I lost a lot of opportunities because of that. Because people thought I was a lunatic.
I tried and
look inward and work on myself, mm-hmm. because I definitely had to do some work on myself, because it comes from the inside, except mm-hmm. you know, understand that I have flaws. I'm just a normal human being. And that was a huge fail. But I grew. I grew from it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but I'm still me. I'm still feisty.
But would you rather have had that experience, or would you rather have had the experience of somebody where people are like, oh, Abby Maria, Abby, does she even get one confessional? Who is this blonde girl?
I would rather have one survivor. However,
sure. That would be the ideal.
Exactly. That would have been the ideal.
Winning is one. Yes.
Yeah. However, have had such a blow and have failed so badly on my first season opened enormous doors. I mean, being a part of the survivor family is one, being able to get out there and show, you know, my good side, my positive side, mm-hmm. and then show people that I'm a human being, that I failed, and I've been, you know, working on myself and trying to just find my authenticity and put my best foot forward. I mean, it has opened different doors. I mean, I was voted back on Survivor for a second time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that I played a great game, mm-hmm. Due to the circumstances. Hopefully one day I'll have a third chance, and then hopefully we'll be it.
Is that something that's important to you, to play Survivor a third time?
At this point, it really is.
It really is? Okay.
It really is.
It's
ingrained in me. Are you kidding me? After you play for 2 times and you've made so far, and I mean, all of my 30s, I was like supercharged on Survivor. And, you know, all
AMG
of my 20s.
Supercharged
exactly,
on Survivor.
All of my 20s, I was becoming an American. All of my 30s, I was finding my place in the Survivor community.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It needs to come back. And it's just a huge dream that I need to achieve now for the fans, for my family, and for myself.
And maybe you will come back again, and then you will be America's sweetheart.
That would
Abby
be amazing.
Maria,
you never know.
Season 44 winner and America's sweetheart.
I love the sound of that. America's favorite player. 4444. New beginnings, baby.
Will people recognize you, though? Will people feel like, who is this? Who is this,
I'm getting
Abby?
Old. It's all good. I don't care.
No, I don't mean physically recognize you. I mean, will people be able to, like, if you are this different person?
I'm not going to be a different person. I can't predict how I'm going to be dealing with myself under those circumstances. But I definitely have been working on myself, that I can try and meditate and use my brain and mm-hmm. think before using my mouth. Mm-hmm. That's the plan.
Okay.
And just understanding that's a numbers game, and just building, you know, truthful relationships out there. At the end of the day, it's building a connection with people. We are all people going after the same goal, but mm-hmm. only one person can achieve that. So you just have to find a way.
All right.
Can't be personal.
I want to bring in questions that I have for you from our listeners of the podcast. People are very excited
that
you're here with us today.
I'm excited.
And so I appreciate it. Let me start here with a question from Michael J. Clark.
All right.
Michael J. Clark, I wish I had a pen, said, Abby, I don't know if you remember this, but Woo actually voted for you twice.
Oh,
do you remember that?
I do remember that. Twice.
He says, you got the better of him and were able to outfox him and vote him out. Any chance that Devins can do the same thing and cast a critical vote against Wentworth to send her home? Now, did you take any notes during the part where Wardog and Rick Devins were talking?
Right.
And Wardog said, okay, so are you going to vote? Are you going to vote with our side? And Rick was like, yeah, I'd love to. And Wardog's like, oh, really? And he's like, no, I hate you guys. I never voted with you.
You know, I think that he was just telling them what they wanted to hear.
Well, I don't think that was what War Dog wanted to hear.
But yeah, he kind of, you know, he was being emotional.
Yeah, Rick Devens is being emotional. Yeah. But do you, could you relate to Rick? Where was that his woo voted
Hell
for me
yeah,
two times moment?
Yeah, of course I can relate to him. It's just like, well, this person voted for me twice. Why am I going to believe him now?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard after you like wrote that, you know, you have to try and be with the numbers at all times because people, they will hold grudge against you, especially if you wrote their name a mm-hmm. few times on that piece of paper. Unless you're writing my name for the $1 million, I don't want to see my name written anywhere.
Yeah. So did Rick do the right thing by telling them, hey, no way I'm going with you guys?
No, he should just tell them what they want to hear. He shouldn't mm-hmm. have been emotional at all.
Yeah.
I don't think he did the right thing, but who knows?
So,
but me being there, I would probably have done the same thing. That's me drinking sugar right mm-hmm. now, coffee and
yes.
cider. So.
Yes.
With a,
how many drinks
belly.
Do you have? Yeah.
I know,
okay.
right?
So when Rick came back from the Edge of Extinction and he was approached by the new people and
right.
he ultimately wanted to go and side with them.
Right.
But we saw Kelly say last week that she wasn't excited to see Rick.
Right.
And she seemed annoyed about how this was presented on social media. Do you have any insight into what was the problem here?
I have no insight with any of that. No, mm-hmm. I'm not trying to read into
okay,
it.
Okay, so if you were Rick and you came back from the Edge of Extinction,
right.
would you go back to your old tribe or would you then switch and vote with the other people?
I will go and work with the other people, I believe, because your own tribe have voted for you twice and that's mm-hmm. what I did. Like, when you're on the bottom, you're going to go work with the people that want to work with you, not with the people that are voting you out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it all depends what these people have to offer to you as well. But, like, they voted for you twice. They kind of burned that bridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I am not Rick. I don't know. I'm not playing that situation. Every situation is a situation. So who knows?
What do you think
what
about...
What would you do?
If I was Rick, I mean...
See? It's situational.
It is situational. And it does feel like when you come back from the Edge of Extinction, that if I was trying to imagine what this would feel like. So he comes back and he's like, hey, you know, this is my second shot. And it would be the definition of insanity to go back with my old
exactly.
people and then try it again with them. And so let me take a different path.
Right.
And especially when they come in and say, Rick, we love you.
Yeah,
we would never
bullshit.
Vote you back. We would never vote
it's
you out.
It's just like, I broke up with you twice now. Can I have you back again?
Yeah.
It's just like, that's what Pete has been doing to me for the last
3 days. Oh, no.
We have broken up so many times, and he always tries and come back.
It's yes.
kind of like...
Maybe you're on a break.
You have to
close that door
sometimes.
On a break, maybe.
No, we're friends, but there is no relationship
okay.
there. He's not ready for... babies.
Okay. That's what not everybody is. Not
so anyways, but it's
better,
almost
yeah.
like, you know, it's you can use that to relate, like
mm-hmm.
relationships. If someone cheated on you twice, what would you do? Would you go back to that person?
Well, what do they look like?
Fool you once, fool you twice, fool
yeah.
you three times, you're kind of like...
Yeah.
Right?
I hear you. Okay. So, but for Rick, so he wants to try something with the new people, which is fine. But I think then he really kind of like closed that door a little too hard in the face of his old tribe.
You never know what's going to happen with the old tribe.
Yeah,
you don't know how those relationships really are.
Yeah.
You never know. Maybe that old tribe will dissolve and then they might need Rick in the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's so situational.
Yeah.
You don't know.
And now he has half of this idol. And
oh my God, I love the half idol thing.
David
it's so
Wright
cool.
has the other half.
Right.
And so now they need to put their two halves of the idol together to make it work. And so Rick was like, so can I get my half of the idol
Hell
back?
No, you're not getting it.
And David's like,
No.
I'm going to keep it.
Of course, David, you did the right thing. You'll keep your four, honey.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps the other four.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
4 4 4 = 8. That's God right there. It's the universe. numbers. It's the number infinity.
So David Wright was, just you were going back to that, he said 4444?
Yeah, going back to that. Okay. But anyways,
I thought is he on Survivor 44 with us?
Final three right there.
Okay, well, he's really good.
We're good too, in our own way.
Yeah.
Okay. I am the AOC of Survivor, super underestimated.
You're the AOC of Survivor.
Anna Kate, don't hate me now.
Okay, all right. This is a supercharged podcast.
It's getting political here.
Yes. Okay. All right.
All right. Let's take a breath.
Okay. Take a breath. We recenter.
Recenter. All right,
let me look at my questions again for you.
AOC. Oh my God. See?
Oh yes. I'm on your Twitter. So that's why she's on there. Are you very political, Abby Maria?
Not really.
Yeah.
No, I'm not that political at all. I know shit about politics.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a humanitarian.
Yes.
I think that all lives matter, and that's all that matters to me. I just want to see people treated equally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you consider yourself an American? I know you're a citizen, right?
I consider myself a citizen of the world.
Of the world. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I'm American. Yes, I'm American.
But you have a unique perspective because you've lived in different places.
Yeah, I've lived in Brazil all through 18 or 19. Mm-hmm. Then I moved to Sweden. I have family there as well. I lived there for a few years. And then I moved to California. I turned 21 in California.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been half of my life living everywhere and half of my life living in California. I'm a Californian, Brazilian, Swede.
You're everything.
I'm everything. I'm a mutt.
Yes.
Yes.
But you have a unique perspective on everything too.
Yeah, yeah. I think that, you know, there is a lot of good out there. There are a lot of good people. And then there is a lot of bad too. So I think that you just have to try and be the best version of yourself and help other people. And then things will come together.
Yeah. You think there's a lot of bad people too?
Yeah, there's a lot of everything out there. I watch the ID channel too much.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of bad people out there.
Yeah, well, the people in jail?
The people in jail. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if there's a lot of bad people.
You don't think so? There are a lot of people with mental health issues.
Yeah,
but they're not bad people.
It doesn't make them bad.
Some of them do bad things. You see a lot of crazy things happening in the world, and that's not.
Yeah.
But we want to talk about happy things.
We'll talk about happy things. Okay. This is John in D.C. says, Abby, any good Joe stories?
Any good Joe stories?
Yeah, what's Joe really like?
Joe is a hoot. He's a lot of fun. He's funny.
What does he do that's funny?
He's a moldy clown. What about that?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if I ever heard him say anything funny.
He's funny. I mean, he's an artist. He's interesting. He's deep.
He's deep.
He's very spiritual.
Yes.
I really appreciate that about him. And he's very positive. He's a good person. And he seems to be a great boyfriend to his girlfriend, Sierra.
Sierra Dawn Thomas.
Yeah. They seem to be in a very happy relationship. He's a good man. He's hardworking. He's humble.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a good man. Yeah.
What does he work hard on?
On his art. And then, you know, when it comes to his family, mm-hmm. and hustling to make, you know, things happen for everybody that's around him, when it comes to his relatives and his family and his girlfriend, I see him always helping her around with her horses. He's a hardworking man.
Yeah.
In his own right.
Yeah. Well, Pippi Longstocking could move those horses all around.
Yes, Pippi Longstockings would definitely have the power to do so. Oh,
yeah.
God, my imaginary mind.
Okay. All right. This is a question from Lamuel Pinto. Says, love you, Abby Maria. My question is, people say Kelly is being a villain lately. And as a person who has said, I like having fun, villains have more fun. Do you think Kelly is having fun? First of all, do you think that Kelly is being shown as a villain this season?
I don't think Kelly's been shown as a villain. I haven't seen her say anything like scandalous.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen her do anything villainous. She's been just a little bit frustrated. I mean, the first challenge, she almost broke her face.
Yeah.
I mean, and then she's been on the bottom. I think she's just been trying to survive. I don't see her as a villain. I don't see really real big villains this season. It's been very PG-13 when it comes to villainous ways.
Do they need a villain?
The survivor need a villain? Sure. I mean, when it comes to TV shows, you do want to see a villain and a hero.
Yeah.
It makes it, you know, entertaining.
Survivor does not have a lot of villains in the last few seasons.
Right.
There's not a ton of villains.
Right. But there are a lot of, like, entertaining characters.
Sure.
But not a lot of people with outspoken, outspoken behaviors or out, you know, like, there isn't a lot of people that have been just, they've been very kosher. A lot of kosher villains.
Like, everybody plays hard.
Everybody's playing really hard.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I've been watching a lot of Australian Survivor.
You do watch Australian
I
Survivor.
I love the...
You watch all of them?
I've seen season 3 and season 2.
Yes, okay.
And they're both amazing.
Wait, have you been out to Australia?
I have not been out to Australia.
But do you hang out with the Australian survivors when they come here?
I hang out with the survivor community online.
Yes.
You know, okay. So that's...
You don't see them in person.
I don't see them in person,
yeah,
but I
hang
love,
out with them online, too.
Yeah. But I love their gameplay. I mean, you see some villains there, and they're playing Survivor hardcore. I enjoy that. So,
Abby,
I miss that.
I would have never guessed that you were watching Australian Survivor.
I love Shane. She was such an undercover villain. Shane, right? Isn't that how you say her name? Shane,
you know,
the swimmer, Olympic swimmer that won season 3.
She's like spoilers.
A national. Okay. Whoa, sorry, guys. She's a national treasure.
Yeah.
It was champions versus challenges.
Well, did you watch it because Russell was on it?
No, I watched it because I wanted to watch that Survivor season of Australia. It wasn't because Russell was on
Why
it.
Why don't you watch it? Because I'm on it, Abby.
Because the fans were talking so much about it. So I got curious and I saw it.
Yeah.
And then I watched season 2.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Sorry about the spoilers.
So it's okay. It's okay. I'll put a disclaimer. Okay. All right. Keaton wants to know, do you still think that Joe is a clown? What did you mean when you said that Joe was a clown?
I just said it.
He's funny?
That he was funny. Because he's funny. Yeah,
he's
there
a funny
you go.
Guy.
He's a funny guy.
Yes. And you said you like his look this season.
His hair is looking amazing. It's
amazing.
So long.
What does he do? What's his secret?
Merman? Salty water.
The salt water.
It's the salt water. Yeah.
That's what it does?
Yeah, it really is. Everybody looks so good this season.
Yeah.
I mean, Lauren looks great. Kelly looks great. Victoria looks great. All right, like, everybody looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it's working. It's working
that
for
island
everybody.
Magic.
Okay. The great Scott Chernoff wants to know, what's Abby's secret for always making it so deep into the game?
What's my secret?
Yeah.
Well, I have the Aubrey approach.
What's the Aubrey approach?
It's working really hard when you are on the bottom and finding the cracks. You have to find the bottom feeders, you know? When shit hits the fan, there is glory on Survivor.
Wow, that's
really
deep, Abby.
It really is. No, Survivor is an intense game. Like, you know, it's being able to manipulate situations to your advantage. That's what Survivor is. It's not sitting on a rock and crying when people are, you know, hating on you. I mean, of course you cry. You're not a robot.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I would love to play with Christian, by the way, talking about robots.
Yes.
Yeah. So... Yeah, anyway.
Why? What was it about
That's
Christian?
That's the secret. Finding opportunity when you're failing. There is a door that will open. Christian is amazing. He's not only charming, he's extremely intelligent.
Yes.
And I just think that would be, like, such a good time playing with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would love to play with Christian.
Okay. All right. Put him on the cast for Survivor 44.
He's awesome. I would be talking about, you know, like, how his robots are taking over the world.
Is that something that you're worried about?
Of course.
Yeah.
Technology is it's a worry. I mean, we're losing jobs.
What should we do?
We have to become friends with Christian.
Yes.
Yeah.
He told me not to worry about it. I asked him.
Not to worry about it?
He said, don't worry about it. Everything
is
fine.
I'm going to have to play Survivor with him and find out.
Find out. We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it.
We'll stay up late by the campfire and
talk all robots.
And work this all out.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. This is...
Any more analogies there for us?
Probably a lot. Kenneth Gregory Jackson wants to know, what does Abby think about all the twists on these last few seasons? Is it too many twists, Abby?
A lot of people have been hating on all the twists, but you know,
not you.
Not me. I think that Survivor has been evolving, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just like life and humans. We got to evolve. I like the twists. I love the Extinction Island twist. I would love to play a season where, hey, I would have a second chance in being back in the game and winning it all again. I love all the advantages. I love all the opportunities that you have. And if you know how to use them right, you might end up at the end and winning the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
It just gives you more hope.
Do you remember that time that you got the advantage in, what
Hell
was it?
Yeah.
Was it the auction
it
that you got
the auction?
Auction?
Yep.
And then not only you, I'd say, and this is why you should have been a game changer, Abby Maria.
I
don't know if anybody ever did this before. You said, okay, I get to have a head start in the challenge.
Yep.
And then there's also a second thing on this that says, what, that it's, you have immunity also?
What was it?
What?
Gosh, I read. The note in little pieces and I throw it at everyone's face.
But I feel like that would be more believable now.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Did that happen?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I was trying to bluff. I was playing the game, you guys.
You were ahead of your time.
And that's what drives me crazy, that I got no respect. Mm-hmm. I should have been in every season of Survivor, I swear.
Every season?
Yes.
Every season you're out there.
Every season. You guys need my little sparkle.
Okay.
My fairy dust.
Are you a David or a Goliath?
I'm a David.
I am definitely not
a Goliath. Come on, I'm a David. I'm a hustler. I'm trying to make it happen. I'm trying to build my castle. Yeah, I'm supercharged.
You're building your castle.
Yeah, building my castle. Yeah, yeah.
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 Every season. You wouldn't get tired of it?
Well, not every season. I want to get into a season that I'm going to win, and then I'm going to become the ultimate Goliath.
And then will you stop?
I mean, after you win, what else is there? Other doors of opportunities will open for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's a plateau that I would like to reach on Survivor. Come on.
Okay, so this is, now we're going to put these goals in order. One.
Let's do it.
Abby's going to go and win Survivor.
Yes, 44.
Then have babies.
I have to win Survivor first. Hopefully I'm not too old and I can have babies.
Yeah. Well, look.
The clock is ticking.
No, the clock goes, they wind it back more every year. Because
that's why I have to become friends with Christian. He'll find a solution.
Yes, he'll figure it out.
Half robot, half human.
Yes. And then what's next? So after you have the million and then the babies, then what?
Then let's fight for world peace.
Then
opportunity
world peace.
For all humans. Mm-hmm. All the children should have equal opportunity. I mean, we should change the world. A lot more love. And everybody should get, you know, in touch with their spirituality. Learn to meditate and do yoga.
Okay.
All right.
That's a lot of things.
That's very supercharged.
That's a lot of things. Spencer said that it's people, though, that they meditate and they don't know what they're doing could be very dangerous.
I have no idea what I'm doing when I'm meditating.
But you better talk to Spencer.
But, you know, all you have to do is focus on your breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And let the silence speak with you. Because they say that when you're meditating, God is talking to you.
Yes.
When you're praying.
Do you find inspiration when you meditate?
Yeah. I do. I find a lot of inspiration when I meditate, when I yoga. I'm a huge yogi, too. I'm not one of those yogis that post videos and talk about it, but I am. I do it in my private time.
Yes. Okay. All right. We still have so many different things to get.
Oh, my goodness. How long have we been doing this for now?
Only a little bit longer than that. Okay. All right. This is a question from Justin Feinberg. Kelly Wentworth always seems to travel in packs of three in Cambodia. She said she had you and Abby and Sierra, and now she has herself, Lauren, and War Dog. How does Abby compare the two groups? And who in Kelly's new group is the Abby? Are you the War Dog?
I think that scenario is so different.
Yes.
I don't think you can compare. I don't think there is an analogy there. I'm sorry.
What do you think
you
of the War Dog?
I think the War Dog is really playing the game.
You like him?
Yeah, he's playing his game. I have nothing against the War Dog. But what is Wardog again? Like, is that his last name? Is that his nickname?
I think it's his last name.
That's his last name. Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, knowing me and how salty I can be when I'm hangry, I would be probably calling him the puppy dog.
Puppy dog?
Yes.
And what if he got mad?
Well, because, you know, when you're hustling so hard, it's just because you're a little desperate, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, puppy dog. He's
yeah.
just being a puppy.
Could you work with the puppy dog?
I could work with anyone that wants to work with me.
Even RC?
Even RC.
Yes.
Even RC. I could totally work with her. I mean, she holds a grudge against me. I don't hold a grudge against her. I would love to work with RC.
You would?
Yeah. Why not?
Wow.
I don't have anything against her. She's just ultra competitive, and my intuition told me.
You got to get her out.
You got to get her out. She was super strong.
Yeah.
It was nothing personal. I was there to win. Mm-hmm. And all I knew is that I was the weakest link, and she was building an alliance with someone that I felt funny about, mm-hmm. and I was just following my intuition.
Mike Scoopin.
Exactly. Yeah. Like Scoopin. Yeah. But I shouldn't have fallen for Scumbag Pete that played us there. He loves going around talking shit about my game,
because
he put me in a dirty trick.
He put the idol clue in RC's bag.
Yeah, he planted that, and he was very sneaky on that one.
Yes,
he was very sneaky. You know, because I think that RC and I could have played a beautiful game together.
Mm-hmm.
But I was totally, like, blinded by Pete on that. And Scoopin.
Yeah. Let me ask you another Philippines question. I've said last week that I thought I saw a little bit of Denise in Julie from
Absolutely.
This season.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Hell yes. Yes. I saw that as well on Julie. A lot of Denise. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? I feel
that,
like
the R type.
She is, you know, I think has some
nurturing mama, super intelligent, strong,
yes,
physically strong.
Smaller package.
Compact.
Yes.
Yep. Dangerous.
Very tough to beat in these challenges.
Mm-hmm. Has a, you know, she has a lot of life experience, you know, so she knows how to work people.
Mm-hmm.
She's not letting her emotions get the best out of it. She's very logical, too, even though she got pretty emotional when Lauren fell.
Well, she was very upset.
Yeah,
she was very upset with Aurora.
Yeah, very upset. So it's very interesting when you see that, because if Aurora wouldn't have done that,
mm-hmm.
you know, she might have lost the opportunity of winning that challenge. So it's just so hard for me to judge if Aurora did wrong or right.
Mm-hmm.
And then Julie, it was like instinct for her to be protective because she's a mom. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I try and like put myself in on other people's shoes, you
yeah.
know, and try and understand why they reacted a certain way.
Yeah, I do too. I try to
it's
think
hard.
About that. Abby, what about Reem, who's out there? She's been poor Reem. She got voted out on day 3.
She reamed.
She's been reaming.
She's so funny though.
Yes.
Where is she from? Is she from?
I have no idea.
The East Coast
I should know that.
She has the best one-liners.
Yeah.
She's just like she says one thing and that's it.
Yeah. And now she's somebody who is a fiery personality.
Mm-hmm.
She's supercharged.
Reem is definitely supercharged.
And she's been out there. Can you relate to Reem?
I mean, gosh, put yourself in Reem's shoes. She's been living
on the edge of extinction since day 3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel for Reem.
Yeah.
Yes, she's over it. Reem is just like, I'm done. It would be actually very symbolic if she wins the whole thing, huh?
Yeah. Do you think that she can come back and win?
I hope so.
Yes, you'd be happy.
Gosh. Would I be happy if Reem won this season of Survivor? It would be symbolic.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the adjective that I'm going to use for that one. It would
okay.
be symbolic.
A symbolic.
I don't know if I would be
It would be symbolic
happy.
That the person who was the mayor of the Edge of Extinction.
Exactly. I mean, the first one voted out. And
the
then,
whole season.
Yeah, that would be interesting. That would be symbolic. But who would I be really happy
mm-hmm.
if he won?
Chris?
Gosh. Chris. Who is Chris? See, that's the thing with the newbies. Like,
he's the guy that's on the Edge of Extinction.
One?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Bryce really likes Chris. He's the
yes.
one that Bryce has been posting pictures of his front.
His front?
I don't know. Bryce has been posting some interesting pictures of Chris.
Have to look
undies.
That up. Yes, okay.
Yeah,
all
you
right.
should look that up.
Yes. Yes, that's something that I would like.
I don't think you would. Okay. You're well
okay.
married.
Okay, well, I guess, yes, I am married.
And I don't think you go okay. by. You go one way. But yeah, take a look at his frontal.
Okay. All right. Abby, Kirk Clark wants to know, what is with your love for the Million Dollar Mile? Abby, you tweeted last week. We saw this tweet that you tweeted out all about how you are loving you have a lot of support and love for the Million Dollar Mile.
The new King James.
Yes, the
LeBron
new
LeBron James
the
show.
The new show, you said, at official CBS Survivor family representing and supporting Million Dollar Mile CBS at King James premiere, hashtag Million Dollar Mile.
It's a very interesting concept. So, you know, super physical players go out there and they have defenders that will stop them from winning a potential $1 million. So it's very interesting to see like big Goliaths going against each other.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just fun to watch. And then a lot of the producers, they're producers that we worked with
okay.
on the Philippines. So it's always nice okay. to support the CBS family.
Would you appear on the Million Dollar Mile?
You guys, come on. Let's be honest. Do I look like a Goliath? I already told you I'm a David. I think that's a game for gosh, super athletic people.
Yes.
You're going against some of world-class defenders out there. It would be very... I think I could get the 10,000, but then I would have to just get out of there.
Hey, Abby Maria, don't cut yourself short. I think that you could do it, Matt Money Smith.
Yeah, I think she could.
Yeah, against the Australian Share person that won yeah. Spartan, blah, 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 blah. Nah.
All right. Abby, I got a question for you, and this is one from Jonathan Hunt, wants to know, who is the Debbie Downer this season?
I think the Debbie Downer this season was Wendy.
Wendy?
Yes, she was getting the chickens away from the hungry people.
That was a downer?
That was a Debbie Downer moment.
Did you think that Wendy was just trying to let the chickens go to get Sia to
yes,
pay attention?
Yes, she was going for the Sia money yes. for sure.
Yes.
I mean, she like quit. So
Who would have gotten the Sia money in Survivor Philippines?
I think that Kimi would have gotten
in the Philippines.
Yeah,
the
she's
Philippines,
a vegetarian.
But she wasn't on Philippines.
Oh, shit.
On
like,
Philippines.
Second chance.
Yes, on Philippines.
On Philippines, who would have gotten the Sia money? I don't think...
Malcolm?
What did Malcolm would be the first one to eat a piece of steak there or want to kill the chicken. I don't think we had any...
Would it be Penner?
I think Penner would have eaten the meat, too.
No, I would not. I would get that Sia money. Abby,
maybe,
you know
all right.
I would
okay,
not
maybe
eat any
Lisa.
Chickens.
Maybe
Lisa Welchel.
Lisa
Welchel yeah.
would have gotten the Sia money.
Probably.
There you go.
Probably. Do you keep in touch with Lisa Welchel?
She's too much of a celebrity
she's
for
too bad.
Me.
What does she have going on?
She's just everywhere.
She could get in on these Hallmark Channel movies now
there
that Aunt Becky is out of the picture. She could be yeah. sliding it right
she's
in there.
She's our child star.
She didn't get wrapped up in that, right?
No, not at all.
Yes.
Not at all. Are we being sarcastic or are we not being sarcastic?
Why? Lisa Welchel did? No.
No.
I don't think so.
No, no.
No, well, you're saying it like she really did.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. Who knows?
Don't get us sued.
Okay. Sassy pants.
Okay. Who's sassy? I'm sassy pants?
The sugar's
supercharged.
Working. Supercharged.
Abby Maria?
Yes. This is fun.
Okay. Let me ask you some questions that people want to know from you.
And I feel like you put on the spot, and I can't think.
I'm sorry about that.
Correctly. I hope I'm doing well. Are the fans enjoying this?
Yes, they are.
Good.
They are. Spicy Wasabi wanted to know, can you teach Rob how to twerk? A lot of twerking questions.
It's visual.
I don't think anybody.
Actually, yes. Let's do it, Rob. Stand up.
No, I don't think we need to.
I don't
think
so.
Nobody needs to see me learn how to twerk.
I twerked. Right,
yes, no. So I wanted to ask you. So when you took over the Survivor Instagram.
Yes.
And it was, I saw it was one of the most popular nights that they ever had,
guys,
on the Survivor Instagram.
Just one of my twerk videos got over 42,000 views. That's
on Instagram.
Huge. On Instagram.
Yes.
Go twerk.
It was, you were the biggest hit on the Survivor Instagram that they've ever had.
Always.
Okay. And I'm sure that they'll probably have you do it every week now.
I mean, they just have to have me just take over and pay me for it.
Yes. And so what happened? It was you and Julie Berry and Natalie Tenorelli.
And yes. Then Natalie's boyfriend, Bachelor. No, Nick's not her.
What's her name?
Dan.
Okay, Dan.
Yeah.
Dan from The Bachelor.
Yes, from The Bachelor.
And then how did that group come together?
I reached out to them.
Yes.
I mean, it's a lot more fun to take over with fellow castaways rather than alone. You
yes.
know, you need to have other energy to play along with when you're doing that. Unless you're boring, just like, oh, yeah. And then Rick just, you know, told
right.
Wendy not
like
to.
If somebody just like sat in there at their desk and
exactly.
then talked about everything that
yeah.
happened, that would be boring.
So boring.
It would be boring. And
I'm
nobody
a villain.
Would like it.
We need to have fun.
Right.
Come on. Villains have more fun.
Right. Now, I did see that there were some people that, while it was widely popular, some people were upset.
Yeah, I don't want to talk badly about who these people are, but they're very miserable people.
They were sad people.
They can't handle a little ass shaking. Come on.
Big deal.
Big deal. Oh,
you see worse than that on Survivor where they're stripping and going skinny dipping.
No, it's just a little it's just good for your heart rate. Come on.
Yeah,
do a little cardio.
Do a little cardio,
yes.
everybody. Yes.
Move the energy. Yes, King. Hello.
Okay. Let's see. What else is going on? Abby Maria, what is this story? I looked on your Twitter. You said that one time the president of Brazil asked, what does it say? OKE Golden Shower?
O que é golden shower?
Yes.
He, like, you, I'm not
this
lying.
This is something that you
it's
said, or the, this
it's
is the,
real. The,
so
president
the president of Brazil.
Brazil, Twitter, what is golden shower?
Yeah. Abby Maria, that's nothing. The president of America tweets things that you wouldn't even believe.
I think Brazil is always to just, like, keep up with America. It's just like, first America.
why did the president of Brazil tweet that?
Because he doesn't know what golden shower means, and somebody probably did it on him.
But does he know what Google is? Why would somebody go to Twitter for that?
It was his verified Twitter account. It was literally the president
of
Brazil.
What happened? Did he get impeached?
No, he's still there.
He's still there.
He's still there trying to figure out what golden shower means.
Mm-hmm.
See, it is cultural, people. It is cultural.
What is?
Even the president of Brazil will say some dumb ass shit. So,
okay.
Abby Maria Gomez from Survivor, AMG, supercharged, can't be perfect.
Yes. I looked at your social media, and then it looked like that you were talking with Angelina from last season.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Are She's you guys like, friends?
I mean, I don't know her. We are definitely social media friends at this point. She's very... I'm not trying to say the word political, but she's very nice. She's trying to be warm and nice. You know, she seems like a very nice person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't think of my word right now. I thought in Portuguese for a second. I got confused. my brain gets confused.
I can't even imagine what that's like. Yeah. To know other languages.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it gets a little bit. You get lost in your own thoughts sometimes. But when it's, she's very friendly. Mm-hmm. She's a very friendly person. It's not political when you're trying to just be nice to people around you. That's not the word that I'm. Mm-hmm. I guess. Anyways, she's just a friendly, nice person.
Okay.
But I don't know her in person. Mm-hmm. She reminds me a lot of RC in a way.
Yeah. So
she really does.
I could see that.
But I, you know, there were no scooping around.
Yes. Yes.
She seems like a very nice, friendly, very intelligent. Mm-hmm. You know, she's a well-married woman.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Nick Fishman wants to know, what sort of food would be your personal favorite for a reward, Abby? They got Chinese food last night.
Nobody's going to know what this is, but it's a pongee queijo. That would be my favorite.
I love
reward.
That.
You know pongee queijo?
No, I don't.
Come on. Have you been to Bossa Nova?
I have.
The Brazilian restaurant?
I have been to Bossa Nova.
It's the cheese balls.
Okay, cheese balls.
We're all about balls on Survivor anyway.
Yes,
so
that's perfect.
It's like, let's have some cheese balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Brazilian cheese balls. They're the best. I don't think we would ever get that over there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
People, then people would be like, oh, you're getting the cheese balls just for
Abby Maria.
Hey,
I played Survivor in Brazil.
I know. So did you try the cheese balls?
They didn't have them.
What?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Kerry Gravelin wants to know, why does Victoria have a winter hat on an island? Why would you wear that hat on Survivor?
I know. Come on. Pee-pee. Yeah, because she's Pippi Longstockings. There you go. Your answer.
Pippi, that's the Pippi Longstocking hat.
Yeah, the braids in the hat.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, but that's a good question. Why does she have that freaking winter hat on an island?
Why does it get cold at nighttime?
True.
Yeah, just
story.
Like Angelina needed that jacket. Maybe if she gets voted out.
Oh my God, it would be so cool if someone tries and
Victoria, can I have your hat? Yeah.
I know. Oh my
Victoria.
God, make
Victoria.
My life.
Yeah.
And then, and your bracelet too, Victoria? Your hat?
Yes.
Your bracelet and your jacket? Your
yes.
wardrobe?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever find out with the bracelet? Did you get it back?
Actually, I was looking for it the other day.
Yes.
Because when I was taking over Survivor's account, I wanted to have all my gadgets with me.
Yes.
And I couldn't find my bracelet. It went missing again.
Yes.
Where's PG?
But you're good. You're good with PG now, right?
I think so. Yeah. I thought we were. You know, she's been to my house. We've
oh, okay.
Out.
I didn't know
yeah,
that you guys.
Yeah, but then she always talks shit about me afterwards on
no,
social media.
No, I love PG. She's great on the podcast too. I don't think she. I think she talks about what happened on the show. But I don't think that she
her
has
perspective,
any. Yeah,
right?
But
everyone
it's everybody's
has their
perspective.
Own perspective. Yeah,
it's ever that. Are there any survivors?
I guess she talks shit about my game.
Yeah,
but everybody talks shit about my game. I should just get over it and then just understand
get over
that
it.
You know when shit hits the fan, yeah. Glory happens on Survivor. So
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And are there any survivors that you don't like?
Any survivors that I don't like? I don't have an answer for you when it comes to that. I don't think there are any one that I really dislike like that. Nobody's ever really hurt me physically
mm-hmm. yeah.
or emotionally to an extent that I'm not gonna like them. I, like I told you earlier, I try and put myself on other people's shoes and mm-hmm. understand where their feelings are coming from. I'm sure there are. I mean, I feel like I'm the plague because everybody avoids me when it comes to the community.
In real life?
But oh yeah, a lot of the survivors, they just feel like they look at
really?
You like, oh
why?
My God,
why? No, I want to hear more about
friend?
This.
I think it's just because they take everything that they saw,
mm-hmm.
you know, really into account. They don't try and get to know myself.
So you feel like that the survivors don't want to hang out with you because they
no.
think that you're going to be like on Survivor.
On the show, yeah, fighting to survive, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't this need to fight
well,
to survive
I, this
in the
is
real
very,
life.
This is a sad story.
It is sad. It is sad. I feel like sometimes I have to really like struggle to even be accepted within mm-hmm. The Survivor community. I feel like they try and shun me away from it. I don't know why, but
who's doing this? Who's
doing
I you tell me after the show. I will call them.
I just
But you know what? Nobody wants to hang out with me either, really, Abby. Like, they'll do the podcast, but nobody when it's like time to hang out.
It's just like, yeah. I see all the survivors hanging out and doing survivor parties.
Doing fun stuff. Where's my invitation?
And I got nobody showed up for my birthday, okay? Besides Rachel Riley.
Yes,
and Brendan.
It was my fault. But it was a surprise. Blame my wife. How did you become friends with Rachel Riley?
Throughout the whole CBS community.
Because your birthday is the day after my birthday.
Mine is on the 21st.
Right.
Yours is the 20th.
That's why we get along. Yes.
We're on the cusp.
Yes. Okay.
We're amazing, intense people.
Yes. Too bad Survivor 44 is going to air in the spring
We can't wait that long.
Not going to be an odd numbered season to air in the fall.
Should happen faster.
Yeah. Okay. Abby,
do you
Maria.
Think they would put you back after you spoke with so many survivors?
Probably not.
So how are we going to do Survivor 44?
I mean, maybe they'll change the policy.
You'll be there in spirit.
In spirit.
I'll be like, I won this for you, Rob.
Yes, you're doing it for me.
I'm doing it for Rob. See, now you have
that
the pressure.
That could be in your final speech.
Yeah, I did it for Rob, okay?
Abby Maria, what's going on with this Flintstones house? That you are upset about the Flintstones house?
Yes, I just reposted. As you know, I'm a realtor,
right?
And I've been in the real estate industry for over 15 years. And one of my colleagues up in South Salido, she's the manager of one of our offices. I'm with Engel & Volkers. She just posted that the neighborhood in Hillsburg up north has been trying to sue the owner of the Flintstones house because they say it's a sore. It's like a sore.
Eyesore. Too ugly.
For the community.
And you'd say they should be able to, if
just
it makes
leave
them happy,
alone.
Yeah.
Because they have dinosaurs in their garden. It's just, you
they
know.
They like it. That's nice. Okay.
They're extinct. Or they're done. They don't even exist anymore.
They are dumb.
That was a.
But this is the only place you can go see them.
Legally blonde.
Okay. And then would you represent the Flintstones house as a realtor?
Yeah, I would definitely take it as a listing.
You would take it on?
I would take it on as a listing. Yeah, but it would be sad to sell it because they would damage this beautiful, fun dinosaur-filled yard.
Yes. And then, Abby Maria, do you remember the last time that you were here? What happened when we did an interview at Podcast One?
What happened?
That when we came out, who we ran into?
Yes.
The legend,
the journalist.
Yes, Larry King.
Larry King needed to do a podcast
in here after we did it. And I don't remember if we talked about this on the podcast. I think that it happened all after the podcast.
Yes, it happened right after the podcast.
Yes.
He really wanted to take a picture with AMG Supercharged.
Yes. He was a... Abby, I'm a big fan.
He said that and he wouldn't take his hand or his hands or his eyes.
Uh-oh.
His hand, his
Uh-oh.
Hands off of my twerk and his eyes off my boobs. Just joking.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Well,
but
look,
he's a
Abby,
man.
I know you're looking to settle down. He's been
come on, you guys. I'm known for dating
AMG
younger.
Supercharged.
I'm known for dating younger.
Okay, not just so Larry King is off the table.
I'm a cougar.
Yes, King. Okay. And Abby Maria, if people want to work with you as a realtor, do you work with fans?
Yeah,
I do. With people that listen to the podcast?
As long as they're not stalkers.
Yeah, don't be... Well, of course not. Stalkers aren't even allowed to listen to this podcast.
Oh, please. Yeah, I actually have a police report that I had to start.
Did you...
I have...
You had a Survivor fan?
Absolutely Survivor fan, but the tone and what's happened and but the police was able to find his IP address and they have
where did this happen? This was on like they was like sending you messages.
He started calling my
Your phone.
My Google phone and in my office office in Beverly Hills started calling like nonstop, like scary, leaving weird messages. And then I said something to scare him on social media and he's like, oh, you're such a badass on Survivor, blah blah blah, but you won't even pick up my phone. I'm like, okay, you're weird. So we have a police report. The police and the investigators, they all have records of my phone. And
so do you have any contact with Larry King then?
Is he the stalker?
Yeah. No.
Is he from Tennessee? No, I'm not in touch with Larry
King. Okay. All right.
Hey, we might run into him again.
We might. Okay. So, Abby, we are running out of time. Of course, you could follow at the Abby Maria.
Correct.
On Twitter. Is that the same on Instagram?
Twitter, Instagram.
Stay off her Instagram if you are a teenage girl and you want to talk about Joe Anglim. That was a couple years ago.
Oh, I like hot men too.
Well, yeah, but if they want to complain about second chances, if they just watched it on CBS All Access, leave Abby alone.
We'll talk about his tears together, teenage girls.
Yes.
We'll wipe off his tears.
Abby will be there. You'll be like a big sister to these girls.
I'll be a big sister. Yes, we'll wipe off his tears together.
Okay, who's going to win the season?
Oh my gosh, who is gonna? I can't really tell. Usually.
You will pick a name.
Okay, let's pick a name. Who I think is going to be winning this season? I would say I'm going for Julia.
Yeah.
Julia.
Julia. Yeah. Julia the winner.
Let's go Julia.
All right. We've got a lot more coming up. Dr. Mike is going to be on the feedback show. Do you know Dr. Mike?
Yes. He does not agree with me that when you're out on Survivor, you're using your alter ego. He thinks that you are the same person that you are in real life.
Wow.
You're playing Survivor. So we do not agree on that.
Where did you guys have this conversation? On Twitter?
On social media.
Yes. Okay. All right. Dr. Mike will be my guest on our feedback show. Jenny Autumn will be our guest on This Week in Survivor. Get your feedback questions in for Dr. Mike. Rob has a website.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP. Abby Maria, thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, Survivor fans, for keeping AMG Supercharged alive.
You are supercharged. This was so wonderful to get to see you.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to do it again.
Yeah. And next time I'll be the winner of Survivor. Who knows?
Survivor 44. It's all. What's the hashtag? Abby, we need the hashtag.
The hashtag is AMG Supercharged for the winner of Survivor
44. It's a long hashtag. That's a long hashtag.
So, okay, a small
AMG one. Supercharged 44. How about that?
AMG Supercharged 44.
There you go. Boom. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks, everybody, at Podcast One for making this possible. And we'll talk to you next time. Take care, everybody. Bye.